Hi, my name is Libby Floyd. I'm 17 years old and I'm a junior at TCA. I've grown up in a Christian home and have been going to Christian school and church my whole life. Even though I was surrounded by Christians and heard about Jesus all the time when I was younger, I did not fully understand what Jesus had done for me. As I got older, I became convinced that how much God loved me depended on how successful I was. I was consumed with trying to please everyone around me, my teachers, my friends, my family. I would try my hardest to be perfect and constantly come up short. As this exhausting cycle continued, I became more and more distant from God. Since I felt like I was failing, I did not think that God wanted me. Finally, when I was 13 years old at summer camp, God took a hold of my heart. Through the people there, he revealed to me that no matter what I did, he would always love me and desperately wanted me to be one of his children, so much so that he died for me. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Understanding this truth radically changed my life. I no longer felt like I had to do everything perfectly in order for God to love me. As I continued to abide in Christ, my faith only grew stronger. Over the next 2 years, I struggled with the typical middle school and high school things like stress and friends, but overall, everything was going pretty well. My friends were good, school was good, and my home life was good. I never heard my parents fighting, and we all got along pretty well. I vividly remember working on my life map at Hideaway in October 2015 and having a really hard time writing about my family struggles. Nothing was wrong, there was no conflict or concerns. Then, just 2 months later, in December 2015, my life completely changed. One Saturday morning, right before Christmas, my parents sat me and my brother down and told us they were getting divorced because my dad was gay. I was completely blindsided. I remember sitting on the couch more confused than I have ever been. The conversation that followed was a blur. My parents told us that me, my brother, and my mom would fly out to Colorado the next morning to have Christmas with my mom's family, and while we were there, my dad would move out of our house into an apartment downtown. That day, I was in complete shock. I spent the day at my friend Kathy Jean's house, unable to even begin to process what had just happened. So many questions were racing through my mind. How could my dad have hidden this secret for so long? What was my life going to look like from here on out? How much would I see my dad? In the months that followed, my life dramatically changed. I started seeing my dad just twice a month for dinner. During these dinners, I began to realize more and more that I barely knew my own father. He seemed like a completely different person to me. The conversations we had were very surface level, and if we ever did talk about how we were actually feeling, it usually ended in more hurt and frustration. From my perspective, my dad had pretty much walked out of my life, choosing a new, independent lifestyle over a relationship with me, his own daughter. Everything happening with my family at the time shook me to my core. Even though I knew that I was God's daughter and that he loved me and made me perfectly, I began to feel alone, inadequate, and unworthy of love. I started to tell myself that if my own father, someone who was supposed to love me and pursue a relationship with me no matter what, could walk out of my life and leave me like this, then there must be something wrong with me. I told myself that I wasn't good enough, convincing myself that no one would ever completely and truly love me. There would always be something better. Even as these thoughts flooded my mind, I tried my best to pursue the Lord. I frequently prayed to him, asking him to help me feel loved and valued. As I kept praying for this and seeking encouragement and truth from my small group, the Lord revealed to me that my problem was not that I was actually unloved or unvalued, but that I was looking for this unfailing and perfect love from the people around me and not from him. I was expecting imperfect people to fill the hole that was in my heart. The Lord reminded me that it is only in him that I can find a true, fulfilling, unfailing, and perfect love. Jesus demonstrated that he loves his children more than even his own life by dying on the cross so that we can be with him for eternity. I doubt many of you have a story just like mine, but maybe someone in your life has failed you or hurt you, or maybe you are just feeling alone or inadequate or unworthy of love tonight. I want to remind you that God loves you and that Jesus dying on the cross is undeniable proof of God's love, and his resurrection is proof of God's power. Throughout the last year and a half, the Lord has continued to show his faithfulness and love for me. John 16:33 says that in the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. This verse has reminded me that even though life is full of trials, we can find hope in the fact that Jesus has conquered all the bad in this world. This doesn't mean that the difficulties of this world will not affect us, but it does mean that the Lord has saved us from having to feel hopeless and less than in a world that constantly screams that we aren't good enough. My story is far from over, and I still to this day struggle with my relationship with my dad and all the insecurities that have come from that. But through all of this, I know that I can come to the Lord, casting all my anxieties on him because he cares for me. 1 Peter 5:8. It's not easy to share all of this with a room full of strangers, but I hope what you heard points you to God, encourages you, and gives you hope. Thanks so much for listening.